And as far as what they just asked in the chat room, are people that might have killed a Haywire a murderer? That's one of the questions.
Yes.
That is a big question.
Yes.
Because really, yes.
For me, at least with my moral compass, I would say anybody who's killed a Haywire based on their mythos and how they present themselves and what we know, we as the audience know them to be. If you have killed somebody who's in, I would actually call them loopers. If you've killed a looper, you've essentially killed another person regardless.
Now, if it was self-defense, that's different. If you interrupted the loop and it was kill or be killed.
But here's the thing.
Willie's boys were not interrupting the loop and doing it by self-defense.
No.
They were ganging up on Haywires.
Exactly.
And beating them up and tying them to things and all of that stuff.
But the other question.
And it brings into mind that whole dehumanization.
Right. They're just
of the enemy thing.
They're just animals.
And we, as mankind, have always done that.
Right. It's something that scares us. It's something we don't understand. It's something that's different. It's something that can
so
kill us.
So we dehumanize it.
We dehumanize it. We make it worthless, and then it's easier to kill, and we feel less guilt and remorse for the most part. But here's the other thing. What if you, as a regular person, understand that if you interrupt the loop, that they will come, you know, essentially you've done the first issue. Like, if I walk in the grass for the one gardener and then step off the grass and she's fine, step back on, she gets pissed off, step off, and I
should be able to understand that.
Right. Then I realize if I kill her, I will be essentially murdering her.
It's just like when they say that you cannot claim self-defense if you are the aggressor.
Right. That was my point.
You can't claim self-defense if you are the aggressor unless at some point you attempt to walk away, attempt to cease the aggression, and they follow you.
Exactly.
Then you can claim self-defense. But you can't claim self-defense if you interrupt know that you're interrupting the loop and it's going to cause a problem. Then B, you do interrupt the loop and then you kill them. That's not self-defense. You were the aggressor.
You were the aggressor. But see, then the other thing is...
Yeah, you do, Julie, because it's really... Last season from that, and I don't remember, maybe Scott or whoever that is on Lights Out could let us know what episode that was with the mother and the daughter, because I still think that is one of the best episodes of any web series I've ever seen.
It was the second to the finale, I thought.
Where we saw that.
Right before, I think. And that's what Seth just had the point. The Haywire seemed to, the loopers, I like to call them that now, seem to understand each other's loops.
Yes.
That they're not... You know, they're sort of in that same vein. It's sort of like being on a different plane of existence. And
it's a very intellectual show, and it makes you think.
It does. And the one question that I have is, or not really a question, but it's sort of a theory, is that we, the audience, have clearly been privy or made privy to more than anybody in the current situation outside of them finding it firsthand. You know what I mean? Like, we're seeing what's happening with the water, and other than those three individuals that see that as well, nobody else knows. We know what's happening with the loopers, whereas not everybody does, but that one group that was in the house that got out, like the mom and the kid, or the woman that got the daughter
understand.
From the house, they understand that there's a particular series of things that they can do or not do, and they'll be okay.
That, I still cannot get over... That episode with the mother and the daughter, just when she told the mother, I'm going to take her with me now.
Right. Whereas us as the audience, we know all of this. So that's another thing to say that if I were in this exact situation, I feel that
episode
I would
11.
Act, yeah, that I feel I would act a particular way based on my moral compass. I know that I would act certain ways if threatened, and yet I would try to figure out the frickin' problem. I would hope.
I love that Grace and her girlfriend are right there in the opening credits now. A new dawn. I love that. I love Haywire. It's
right?
I love that show. I think
it makes you
phenomenal.
Think, and I don't know if that was their intention from the get-go, or if they were just trying to make a really cool show. But this show makes you question a lot of your moralities, and it also shows you this. Haywire is a perfect example about the differentials between us, you and me as a generational, technologically involved individual, and the up-and-coming teenagers and preteens and pre-20-year-olds who have no bearing or understanding or respect for anything, anyone, nothing. They're all about anonymity and being assholes and bullying and meanness and not taking any responsibility for things versus say us, who's like, no, I've grown up with the advancements of technology. I've watched technology become what it was. It wasn't just handed to me on a platter by the time I was 12,
yeah,
and I got a cell phone and a computer and everything else. No. So it makes me sometimes think of that.
I think, for lack of a better word, if you haven't gotten caught up on Haywire, you need to. And episode 11 changed everything. It changed everything.
It made me gasp out loud. And it made me want to cry. Because I, as an audience member, was given knowledge of something just like those two individuals were finally given knowledge of in the show. That made me go, oh my God.
I love in episode 11 that.
Think of everything we've done before now.
The audience became privy to that secret at the same time the characters did.
Yes. And
I loved it.
And where we as an audience member can feel, if you have a certain moral compass, can feel just as bad for the character's prior actions against the one stuck in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, oh, they didn't, oh my God, this is, oh, like, what is going on? World upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And now with this past episode, world upside down again.
Yeah.
Because honestly, with this last episode, I'm going, okay, so is this a fluke? Because it's in a perfect place with the perfect vegetation and the perfect stuff, and it's going to be like the ants from Medicine Man, you know, where they had to find the particular ants in the particular part of the rainforest, and it was the ants and the sugar that gave them the cure for cancer. Like, is it going to be that kind of thing? Or is it something that's been engineered as a fail-safe because something else bigger is coming and the higher-ups know it, but they're not telling anybody? It's, yeah. If you're not watching Haywire and you have no idea what we're talking about, you should catch up on it. All of season 1 and the first 2 episodes of season 2.
Yeah.